Lorax is directed by the wonderful Chris Raynor and Kyle Boulder. It is produced by the fantastic Chris Melandri and Jeanette Healy. This movie is very musical and has a lot of songs. There is quite a bit of greed in this movie that is selfish, rude, bad, and it is mainly from Mr. O'Hare, because Mr. O'Hare wants money from selling O'Hare air, and if there are any trees, they will give air for free. The Lorax teaches young people to care about the land and not to cut down trees. The Lorax is about a boy called Ted, who is voiced by Zac Efron. Ted has a crush on a girl named Audrey, who is voiced by Taylor Swift. Audrey wants to see a real tree. Ted's grandma, who Ted calls Grammy, who is voiced by Betty White, is hilarious in this movie. She tells Ted about where he should go to get a real tree. She also tells him about the Onceler, who is voiced by Ed Helms. The Onceler tells Ted about the Lorax, who is voiced by Danny DeVito. My favourite part of the Lorax is when all the animals are happily playing together. The animals are the Swanee Swans, Hummingfish and Brown Barbaloo in the land of the Lorax. The animation in Dadeville is always fast. At the start of the movie, when we first saw the land of the Lorax, was fast. But when the last truffula tree was being chopped down, the land of the Lorax was very dull. When we got closer to the end, it was getting lighter in the land of the Lorax, and the blue sky came back, and so did all of the colourful animals. The music got happy and sad every time. I would recommend this movie to ages 5 to 14, because it teaches people when they grow up, they shouldn't wreck our environment, especially if you are just visiting a different country. But if you live there, you still should never wreck it.